Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner. Another podcast today. And this has to do with another question from the singles meeting we had in October. This is a long one. I'm not saying the podcast is going to be forever or an everlasting podcast, but, you know, this is the question. What do you think about a situation where you are in a relationship and the two of you have accepted to get married? You love her, she loves you, but a man of God that said a lot of things about you in the past that has come to pass is saying the girl is not your wife. What will you do? That's a tough one. It's a biggie, because I know that there might be a few people in this situation, so I'm going to give it my best shot and prayerfully consider what I'm going to say. And if you're a minister listening to this, I don't mean to offend you, but I want to be truthful. Here we go. You both love each other. You are in a relationship. You have agreed to get married, but the man of God has said things, who has said things, you know, to you in the past that has come to pass, that has happened, says, the girl is not for you. Now, if you have been in a relationship with someone for a while, what is the basis of this man of God's conclusion? Did God tell him that? Did he have a vision? Did he have a dream? Has he heard something about this girl from outside that is damning and could potentially ruin you? These are some of the things you might need to ask yourself. If it is something that he's aware of and you're not, then you need to investigate it. And I would say you need to verify it to see if there is any truth to this information and bring it to the attention of the lady. If you're satisfied with her explanation, if there's any truth to the allegation, and you feel that you can move on from this point and have a wonderful marriage, I'll say go ahead with it. The man of God might not have the full details of the situation. However, if it is something that is really, really horrible, that both of you can't just get past it, then obviously the decision might be to part ways and move on. However, if it is based on a vision, dream, or prophecy, then you need to check things out before the Lord yourself. As Christians, we need to learn to take responsibility for our own walk with God and not leave it up to pastors or preachers. Remember, he or she are not the ones getting married. You are. And I don't mean this to be rude at all. You need to take responsibility for yourself and be sure in your own heart before you take that plunge that you're making the right decision. Whether you believe it or not, when dealing with the gifts of the Spirit, preachers could also miss it. And let's just be fair. There is also a tendency for a mentor to transfer his prejudice to his prodigy. If you're following a man of God or close to one who is mentoring you, you must learn to separate the meat from the bone so that you don't get choked. You should be able to do that and think for yourself. There's a story in the Bible about a young prophet and an old prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1 to 32. God strictly told the young man not to go back the way he came. Even the king tried to convince him and he bluntly refused. It was only when the prophet, and an older prophet for that matter, came to him that he capitulated and went back the way he came. The older man had lied, saying that God had given him a message to tell him to do the opposite of the original instruction he had received. What that young man should have done was verify the information with his heavenly father and not just take the word of the old man for it. Which is what I'm advising you and what I would say you should do. Fine, it's okay for people to give prophecies, but check it out. Because trust me, sometimes ministers do miss it. And you don't want to mess your life up or the life of somebody else just because somebody had a dream or a vision. You are completely responsible for the choices you make. You cannot afford to marry or not to marry somebody based on another man's dream or vision, even if he's your pastor. You need to be convinced in your own heart that you're making the right decision. As preachers, Our job is to teach you the word and to give you advice. Our job is not to choose a wife for you. That is something you do prayerfully yourself. Brother, sister, if you're listening, take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your life. I might sound like a broken record, but I will say it again because a lot of Christians like to pass the buck. In closing, I hope I have not disrespected your man of God. Christians should respect their pastors. I'm a pastor too. And yes, I would like it for my congregation to respect me. However, it is always important to distinguish between your responsibility and your pastor's responsibility. Don't make the same mistake this young man did. If your pastor is right, you should be fully convinced that it is right and have reasons in your heart why you think it is right and you're going to move in the direction that he has pointed. And you must be able to live with yourself when you make that decision and not go back and think that you've made the biggest mistake of your life. Don't just do things because somebody said so. Well, take responsibility for yourself, okay? Pray, go before the Lord. I guess I've given it my best shot, and I hope I've helped you or I've helped someone. But this is Pastor O again, signing out. Thank you for listening. Remain strong in the Lord.